Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. When the snow falls, the city of Columbus is responsible for treating and plowing nearly 6,400 lane miles of roadway. Some years, the snow falls just a few inches, a little here, a little there, and it melts right away. Others, including this season, city snowplowers are put to the test. And given the number of complaint calls to the city in recent weeks, in some cases, the city appears to be flunking that test. But is it? Joining us now to talk about how the streets are plowed in Columbus is 89.7 NPR news reporter Mandy Turnbull. Welcome to the show, Mandy.
Thank you, Ann.
Coming up later, we're going to hear from the city of Columbus about how they do their job. But you reported about it today on WOSU. If anyone wants to check out that report, it's at WOSU.org. What has been the reaction? I said about 1,000 calls. What's been the reaction to the city's snow removal after that last big dump?
Well, the city gets complaints every time we have snow removal. This is nothing new. I think what we heard from the complaints to 311 were that a lot of the main roads that we expect to be plowed, Main Street, Olentangy River Road, High Street, the main roads downtown, Broad Street, we expect those to be plowed because people are trying to get to work and get to their homes. Those are some of the main arteries. And I think what we were hearing is those weren't plowed soon enough.
The highways, though, 315, those all were really well plowed.
They were.
Pretty quickly.
Very quickly. And that's because the city goes to them first. They plow those first, they salt those first, they take care of that first. Then they get to the artery roads and connector roads, such matter, after they plow the highways.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. I'm talking with WOSU 89.7 NPR News reporter Mandy Turnbull. We're talking about how the city does its snow removal. It's been one of those years. If you have a question or comment, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513. How does Columbus compare to similar cities in terms of, I don't know, the number of plows, or how do you compare a city to city?
We've done this over the years.
Right.
This is the second plow comparison story, if you will, that I've done. And this year we took a look at Kansas City, specifically because they have nearly the exactly same number of lane miles that we have to plow here in Columbus. They have 6,300.
Okay.
We have 6,387. And they also get very comparable snow. We generally get about 21 inches a year. They get about 19. So it was a really good comparison. The city of Columbus has about 96 plows, dump trucks, and other trucks that can be retrofitted to plow the highways and residential streets. In Kansas City, the city owns 240 trucks that can be retrofitted and plows. 240.
What, when you talk to people in Kansas City about this, what, that's more than twice.
Yeah.
It's 2.5 times mm-hmm. What Columbus has. What was their philosophy about snow removal?
Well, they want to be able to get it done. When I spoke with the spokesperson for the Public Works Department in Kansas City, they were able, within 2 days, 48 hours, they had all of their streets plowed, including residential streets, plowed of 8 to 10 inches of snow. They get it done. The difference between Kansas City and Columbus is Kansas City does not have to take care of state routes or U.S. highways. All of that is interstates. That's left up to MoDOT, or the Missouri Department of Transportation. So they said that allows them to get into the residential streets quicker, get into the cul-de-sacs, which is kind of one of their challenges that they face in Kansas City, the cul-de-sacs. It just lets them get into it quicker and get the job done faster.
We think of Columbus as sort of the central city of Columbus, which is very grid-like, but there are lots of suburban-type cul-de-sac developments that include Columbus, too.
There are.
But those people will tell you they never see a plow.
Right. Well, I don't know why they don't see plows. It just takes Columbus longer to get into the residential streets. I know there are streets right now in Columbus, residential streets, that haven't been plowed yet.
If Kansas City has that many more plows or trucks that can be retrofitted, 240 versus 96 for Columbus. That means they're also paying for a larger workforce, right?
Right, right. And it is. Well, not necessarily. And they actually use their water department, water and sewer. So they pull people, workers from there, as well as their park and rec department. So they pull workers from there to operate those trucks and plows during that time. So they don't have 240 plow workers. They cross departments to be able to operate those plows. Now, that's part of the reason why Columbus doesn't have a fleet that big. They say it would be cost prohibitive because we only have a couple of these major snowstorms a year that bring up to, 5 to 10 inches.
Mm-hmm.
To have that many, we would have to buy, hire more workers, and it would be very expensive.
This is a tough year by any measure, but I've lived here for over 25 years now, and there have been many, many of those years where it's barely a flake hit the ground. What does the city do during those years? And in other words, the plows just sit there?
Well, no, not the large plows do. The big dump trucks, I would assume, do. During those years, though, I mean, I'm sure they use it for salt. We do have times where it gets cold and there's a chance you could have freezing rain. But
uh-huh.
Some of the trucks also are used for other aspects of the public service department.
Okay.
So not all of them have plows on them all the time. They can be used for, I think, now I'm speaking for the folks over in the public service department, but they're used for other public services like, garbage removal and I can't think of off the top of my head, but other services that come along with that department, not just snow and ice removal.
Which is probably a pragmatic approach given
right.
the up and down nature of our winters.
Exactly, and that's why those trucks can be retrofitted.
Okay.
So they're not always used as plows.
The city plows routes 315, 33, and 23 within the city limits. State law mandates that if the roadway is within city limits, the city is responsible, and this is not just for Columbus, but for any city. What's the difference between those state roads and 670 and 71?
Well, 670, I believe, is an interstate.
Okay.
Okay, so if it's an interstate, like I-70, I-71, I-670, those are interstates. And all interstates, any kind of maintenance responsibility would be left up to ODOT, whether it's inside a municipality or outside a municipality, because it's an interstate. State routes are different. If it's in the jurisdiction of that city, state routes are left up to that.
But the city used to plow 670.
They did.
Right?
They had a contract with ODOT,
and ODOT paid them.
And ODOT paid them to do that. That was way before my time in Columbus. This was, I want to say, it ended right around the time that Mayor Coleman came. This is what I've been told from folks at the city. It ended between 2001 and 2002, somewhere around that time. Prior to that, I don't know how long this contract lasted, but ODOT did pay the city to take care of those roads at that time.
Has ODOT ever considered taking over responsibility for the state routes that run through the cities like Columbus that struggles so much?
Well, I don't know if ODOT has actually considered that.
Mm-hmm.
Back during between 2009 and 2010, the General Assembly asked ODOT to comprise a report that would say how much it would cost ODOT to assume all responsibility for all maintenance of all state routes, including those inside the jurisdictions of those cities. And I've not been able to find out what the impetus was behind asking ODOT to put together this information, but I would assume because during the time period this was during the recession, perhaps they were looking at ways to save municipalities money, maybe even save ODOT money if they were able to combine resources. ODOT came back and said this just isn't financially feasible unless lawmakers are able to supply us with some funding. For instance, snow removal just on those state routes alone was going to cost ODOT upwards of $41 million a year, and that's not including maintenance as far as potholes and other maintenance.
The city does that as well.
Right. The city also does that as well. The city takes care of potholes and other minor maintenance on those state routes. Any kind of major construction work inside the jurisdiction, that's left up to ODOT.
I'll tell you, there's some whopping potholes out there, too. Have you noticed?
There are. And you can actually go online and report those potholes. I did that last year.
Uh-huh.
There was a gigantic pothole by my house. And in a reasonable amount of time, within a week or so, it was filled. So it was,
so
that's the city
doing
its job.
They like to know that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Matt in Columbus, you're on the air. You have a suggestion?
Yeah, there are some things one can do before the plow gets there. I spent 30 years on a very short block in Old Town East. Probably saw a plow maybe half a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighbors across the street would have shovel out and get very angry when someone decided that was a great place to park. But I had a minivan at the time with a pretty good wheelbase and ground clearance, and about 15 or 20 times around the block ended up packing that street pretty tight. And, there are places in Alaska that never get plowed, and they get used to driving on the hard pack.
Uh-huh.
My daughter, who had to park her Volkswagen out front, if I were just to shovel hers, would never get a chance to park there. So a few cycles around the block if you've got enough ground clearance and tire width can go a long way to making everybody's street navigable.
Make it work, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, I know that we've heard this over and over and over again from the city, and I think during these times, even though it wasn't declared a snow emergency, I think it really would have helped the city, because I live kind of in the urban area, and just driving around neighborhoods, it's difficult for plows to get through if there are cars on the street.
Right.
And that was a question that a lot of people raised. Why didn't the mayor call this a snow emergency and move those cars out of the way? And the mayor said, well, it would be another problem for residents who don't have, they'd have to find a place to park their cars. But at the same time, the plows can't get through, and then they plow people in. I saw, cars with three feet of snow all around their car, and then they're having to dig out. It was quite a mess downtown.
Matt, thanks for your call. So if is the city, and we're going to be talking to city folks in just a second, but from what the city told you and from your conversations with the city, are they always kind of reconnoitering after these sorts of events?
Do you mean always kind of
reconsidering, reviewing? Is it a fluid sort of a thing, or how rigid are they?
Well, I think they would tell you that every snow event is different.
Yeah.
And they have to kind of go with the flow on it and Monday morning quarterbacking it. I guess you can do that. You can learn from the mistakes and perhaps what you could have done better. But in this year is particularly different because we have had so much snow and we have had so much cold.
How much have we had by now?
43 inches.
Wow.
Well, 42.9 if you want to round up.
Yeah.
That's twice what we normally get, when by this time we only have about 16 inches of snow. So we've had a lot of snow. Plus we've had all the cold, and that has really depleted the city's salt supply. And that's another thing that the city said. Generally the city goes out and salts everything, and that helps melt the snow and prevent it. They weren't able to do that last week as much as they would have liked, because they're having to be, what was worded to be, more judicious with their snow spreading and basically rationing the snow because our snow.
Salt.
Wish we could ration
the
snow.
I was wondering what you're getting at there.
Rationing. Mother Nature. Rationing the salt because we have, 4, 5, 6 more weeks of winter left.
Even when we have the usual 19 inches or whatever it is, we're also used to quick melts.
Yes. And I think part of the problem is because it has been so cold. We're not having this 3 or 4 days of, 30, 20, 20 degrees, and then it warms up again and it melts. I mean, it's been significantly cold for weeks on end.
Right.
So,
well, Mandy Trimble, thanks for joining us today to talk about it.
Thanks, Ann.
Mandy Trimble, 89.7 NPR news reporter, who's been covering this story. Coming up, we're going to talk to the city about how they manage the events, as we call them, the snow events, when they hit. So stay with us. us. We'll be right back. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. When the snow falls, the city of Columbus is responsible for treating and plowing more than, almost 6,400 lane miles of roadway. Some years the snow falls just a few inches in total. Others, including this season, city snowplowers are put to the test. And given the number of complaint calls to the city in recent weeks, in some cases the city appears to be missing some questions on that test. What is it? Joining us now to talk about how the city attacks when it snows is Patty Austin. She is the City Planning and Operations Administrator for Columbus. Welcome to the show, Patty.
Thank you, Ann.
I'm glad it didn't snow today, or I might not have gotten you on the show, right?
No, I probably would have been busy, but we're still busy because we're still plowing streets.
So. I was going to ask you, I know it goes into a 24-hour mode when there's a big storm, but what about now? Are they still around the clock or not?
They were around the clock last night. Today we are going back into we have plowed once all of the collector streets again from the Sunday storm. So what we're doing now is we're going back into the collectors that have hard pack on them, and we're going to be using some de-icing chemicals to try to break that up and plow that off. And then we're also going back into our residential streets to do another pass on those. We did a pass over the weekend. We're going to be doing another pass through those.
How does Columbus figure how many plows are necessary? Mandy told us last segment that the city in all has 96 plows and or trucks that can be retrofitted as plows.
Well, you know, we actually have more equipment than that. And one of the things that I think is important to kind of take a step back and really point out is that we plow everything from, as you pointed out, 315 to streets in German Village that you can't hardly get a car down through. Mm-hmm. So we have more pieces of equipment than that, but our equipment is used for different purposes. We have, when we have our full equipment up and running, and we can kind of talk about the orders that we've got, because mm-hmm. we've got some equipment on order. We have 70 single and tandem axle dump trucks. Those do 315, but those also do all of our arterial streets. They even do our collector streets.
Now, arterial, are those like Olentangy River Road?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, we also have our partners in utilities and recreation parks. They each have vehicles. They can usually give us about 20 more vehicles. So, you know, we have the ability to get up to 90 large vehicles out on the streets.
And you have enough people to man them.
Yes. Now, and we've cross-trained. We cross-train with people that traditionally aren't equipment operators, but they do it during the winter season because they have commercial driver's license. Then we have 29 F-350 pickup trucks. Then, and those vehicles do the small streets. They do the areas that are really tight. And then on top of that, we have about 8 tractors that we use to mow in the summer that we can equip also with plow blades. So, but when we're using the F-350s, we're probably not using those big tandem axle dumps. So at any given time, we're not going to have all of those vehicles probably on the street.
What is the logic of starting with the big roads like 315, 33, and then tell us about the logic of how you attack after a snowstorm?
Well, the logic to start with the bigger roads and to work down to the lesser traveled roads is, most of the people travel 315. Most of the people travel the arterial street system. And so we want to get those clear first. In addition to people living in Columbus, we're also a huge center for employment. We're the center of government. And, you know, those main roads need to be open first. And then we go to our collector streets. And the collector streets are the major streets in people's neighborhoods that get them out to the main road. And I always tell people to think about what the collector streets are is everybody knows that street in their subdivision where you go to get out to the main road. That's your collector street.
Okay.
That's why we hit those second. So even if your street it still hasn't been plowed, you at least don't have very far to go to get to a street that has been plowed that then you can get on your way. And then what we do with the residential streets is we do plow them almost every snow event. If there's more than 4 inches, we plow them on overtime, 12-hour shifts, and that's our focus. If it's less than 4 inches, we plow them during regular workday.
Now, I talk to people that I believe who say they're street's never been plowed.
Well, the reason there's several reasons for that, and that you could see that. Now, number one is their street truly could not have been plowed. We could have missed it for some reason. I don't think we've always missed it, but we could have during an event missed it. The second reason is because we focus on the arterials first and we focus our time and equipment personnel, and we don't have really the personnel to go into the residentials at the same time as we're going into those arterial streets, those residential streets get really packed down. And especially this winter with the cold, when you do get trucks out there, you know, our guys are plowing 5-degree weather and the snow is about the consistency of concrete at 5 degrees. It's very, very difficult to plow. They don't get a lot off the street. And residents may not see, from what they see, very much in the way of plow. The traditional, you know, there's a lot of snow thrown up on the side because they really haven't had the ability to do that. That's why we keep going in, and we're going to continue to go in, and we're going to continue to treat those streets.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about snow removal in the city of Columbus. With me in the studio right now, Patty Austin. She is the city planning and operations administrator for the city of Columbus. That means that she's in charge of what we're talking about, plowing the streets. She's the one. If you have a question or comment, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. Let's talk about your stable of equipment. We were just comparing it to Kansas City, 96 versus in Kansas City, where they have 240 equivalent sort of plows and or equipment that can be converted into plows. Why the disparity from what you know about talking to other people in your position in other cities?
Well, you know, everyone staffs differently and everyone's equipment is different. This year we've had a real challenge with equipment because, like I said, our normal equipment is 70. We've had orders in some for up to 2 years for replacement single and tandem axle dump trucks that have not come in. And so our equipment is older. So I personally am focusing more on the age and the condition of my equipment as opposed to the amount of equipment. If we got 70 newer dump trucks that were out on the street most of the time, they were not in the shop as much as older equipment is, you'd really see a much bigger impact.
And you did have an order in and it fell through. What happened?
Well, we're converting our entire city fleet to compressed natural gas. And, you know, there's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, it is good for the environment. You know, it doesn't have the emissions that diesel has. But most importantly for me, being the person who has to be in charge of a budget, it's a lot cheaper. It's much, much cheaper per equivalent unit for gas. So we're in the process of converting citywide our entire fleet. We put in an order, and it included engines that were compressed natural gas, and the manufacturer went out of business that made the engines. At that point, we had to step back and reconsider, and at that point, we had to send them back out for bid, and that process took longer than we would have liked. That's not an excuse. We're doing the best we can with what we've got, but, you know, but that has hampered us this year.
Residential streets are only plowed if 4 inches of snow are on the ground.
That is true as far as 12-hour shifts. Any snow event, we do at least drive through, spot check the residentials, and plow down the areas that are bad during normal work days. But we only focus on residential streets after 4 inches of snow.
Because by then, isn't that where it's getting to be hard and it's going to start getting packed down?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and that's the challenge we've had this year. You know, it warms up just long enough to snow, and then the temperature plummets again.
Which has been very different from other years.
Yes. Yeah, that's been very different. And the other thing that's different from other years, you know, I think Mandy gave a total of snowfall. I actually have a higher total than she has.
What's your total?
I have 47.2 inches that have fallen this year.
And she had 43 something, right?
Yeah, 47.6. And, you know, in addition to the amount of snow we've had this year, this is the first 10-plus inch snowfall we've had in 2.5 years. You have to go back to probably the 2010-2011 season before we would have a snowfall that big. So this is a highly unusual event. So staffing with, I don't know the logic in Kansas City, and I have not spoken to Kansas City. Mm-hmm. They may get more bigger events that they need those amount of trucks. They may, even though their snowfall's the same, it may come in much bigger doses than we do. But, you know, a lot of our doses are an inch, less than an inch. You know, they're not huge snowfalls.
So you prepare for what's typical.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Meg in Columbus, you're on the air with Patty Austin of the City of Columbus. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Meg.
Question?
Why isn't Sharon Avenue, which is a connector street in my neighborhood, and more importantly, it leads to Dominion Middle School and Colvain, why hasn't it been plowed? It's terrible.
Okay, so...
Why aren't the roads to schools plowed?
A higher priority. Okay, what about that? What about roads that are connecting large numbers of people to a certain place?
And the roads to the schools are a higher priority. The other, collector streets are not to the standard that we normally have them, which is plowed curb to curb. And we try to get down to bare wet pavement on the collectors. But it goes, but that goes back to, and I think Mandy touched on it a little bit, statewide and nationwide, there is a severe salt shortage. And so we have a plan in place in our snow plan, which my snow plan's here, mm-hmm. That when the salt gets down below 10,000 tons, we put special things in place in order to preserve our salt. And one of the things we do on our collector streets is we mix salt and sand together, and we apply salt and sand. So, you know, you're not seeing that bare wet pavement that we would normally see, but that's where I'm saying, just like I mentioned a few minutes ago, we will be back in there, and we will be applying de-icing chemicals, and we will be getting those all the material we can off of those streets.
Okay, Meg, thanks for that call. Georgia in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome, Georgia.
Yeah, good morning. I've lived all over the city of Columbus since I was a little kid, and believe me, that's a while ago. And I absolutely believe that the city treats different areas of the city differently. And I think that by what I see, it follows the property values. The higher your property values, the more likely your streets are to be tended, and the lower they are, the less they are. Okay. And right now I live in North Linden. I've been there for almost 8 years, and I see the plows going through our side streets with their blades up, and the streets that I'm around have never, never been plowed. And I know the difference between plowed and not plowed.
Patty Austin?
Well, you know, we do not treat different areas of the city differently based on any kind of situation other than different areas get plowed differently because we can use different equipment. But in no way do we treat one area differently than the other, any others. If she sees trucks go through with their blades up, please, you know, those are the kind of things you can call 311 and tell us those kind of things. We can look it up. There may be a very good reason. The mayor used an example the other day. He saw a plow going down the street with its blade up, And he stopped the plow and he asked him, what are you doing? And what they were doing was what I was just not talking about on the collectors. He was going through, he had the blade up because he was applying de-icing chemicals. Then he was going to let it sit for 20 minutes and then he was going to come back through and plow it. So there was a good reason why the plow was up when he went through there. There may be a good reason, there may not be a good reason. But the other thing I would like to touch on in reference to that is, you know, we do have GPS in all of our plows.
Right, I want to ask you about that.
We do, and I brought some examples of the printouts of the GPS if you'd like to see those. And those can tell us not only if the plow was there, but if the plow was up, the plow was down, and if it was spreading material. And those are very useful tools for us because sometimes people call in and we do miss a street for one reason or another. And we can check that on the we call it Warrior Watch, on our Warrior Watch system.
People can watch that?
It's not, the public application's not done yet. We're actually working on the public application right now, but it is up and running for the management staff.
Okay, so because some years ago, the idea was, I think it was when Mary Karen Webster was in your shoes, that they were going to make it so that people could go online and look and see where the plows were in relationship to their house. Why can't they do that?
We can, and we're working on that right now. The challenges for doing it that we need to overcome, but we can overcome them. We just need the time to do it. We're hoping to release it next year. That's our hope. But the challenges are, first of all, we do use plows from Department of Public Utilities and Recreation Parks. They're not on the system yet. We also use outside contractors. They're not in the system. And we also have a lot of agreements with adjacent municipalities, the county, and townships that they do come in and plow some of our streets, and they're not up on it yet. So you can't get a complete picture yet. That's okay. Why we're – and as a matter of fact, I have some examples here where German Village, for example, only shows some streets being done. That's because we use tractors in German Village, which aren't equipped yet. So we're working on it, and we hope to get it done in about a year.
All righty. Georgia, thanks for the call. Patty Austin's the City Planning and Operations Administrator for the City of Columbus. She's going to stay with us. And coming up, we're going to hear from a reporter in St. Louis about the politics of snow plowing there and how it works around the country, because there's always politics involved. So stay with us. We'll be right back. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Welcome back to All Sides with Ann Fisher. We're talking about when the snow falls. And when the snow falls, the City of Columbus is responsible for treating and plowing 6,387 lane miles of roadway. Some years, the snow falls just a few inches, a little bit at a time, and then it melts. Others, including this season, city snowplowers are being put to the test. We're getting several inches at a time, and it's not going away. The temperatures are very, very low this year. And given the number of complaint calls to the city in recent weeks, in some cases, lots of city residents think that the city's not doing its job. Still with us is Columbus City Planning and Operations Administrator, in other words, the person in charge of snow plowing for the city, Patty Austin. And Patty, thanks again for joining us.
You're welcome.
We're going to spend a few minutes now talking with Nicholas Pister. He's a reporter who covers the issue for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
You wrote that the snow removal issue in St. Louis is tricky, much like Columbus. Some years it's hit hard, others hardly at all.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a tough, difficult thing. In St. Louis, we recently had significant snowfall last month, and it really became a major issue, and a lot of it may have been fueled by social media. People were very much voicing their outrage on social media, which really caused a response from City Hall. It's a tricky issue in the sense that a lot of older residents in the city of St. Louis, they do not plow all the streets. They only plow the main thoroughfares and some of the other major routes. They do not plow all the side streets, which many of the older residents preferred because the city's an older city and the snow can bank a car in, and they don't want to be out there trying to dig it out when they plow it. So, but the younger people expect these streets to be plowed, and it really creates a very odd situation for everyone involved.
That's interesting. Patty Austin, do you see that generational difference?
Yeah, we do. And we actually do see it more, maybe not so much generationally, but the people that live in the tighter neighborhoods, the villages particularly, you know, they want the main streets to be passable, but they don't want their cars plowed in. And so, yeah, we see a lot of that, too.
Nick, you wrote about the politics of snow removal. Can it make or break a mayor?
Of course it can. And we've seen that happen throughout history. And, you know, very famously in Colorado,
that's right,
30 years ago, the mayor lost his job over it. A long-term mayor who was viewed to really change the city of Denver. In Chicago, famously, and around the same time, the mayor there lost his job. Mayor Lindsay in New York had a tough issue with it. You know, it's something that residents expect people to do. It's one of those very specific municipal services that people require, and they know when it's not done, and it really outrages them, and it's something that can last, especially if it's right close to an election.
Exactly. Some say that by the time Election Day rolls around, voters have forgotten, you know, the travails of years past or the season past even. But I would imagine in Denver, when the snow starts falling so early in the season, it doesn't help them out.
Yeah, and it's the one opportunity for a mayor to really look like they're in charge and look like they know what they're doing. And it causes people to wonder if they can't handle this right, this something that, you know the snow is coming, you know it's going to be there. If they can't handle that right, what can they handle? You know, what if a major other disaster happened? What if there's a major tornado, an earthquake, something like that? You know, it really questions their leadership, and that causes people to have second thoughts and might want to vote for somebody else.
No pressure, Patty.
Yeah.
Okay. And Nick, finally, the city of St. Louis is revisiting how it plans for snow emergencies. What are they looking at?
Well, they're looking at a couple of options, especially looking at other cities. You know, it's hard because St. Louis isn't like Chicago, like Columbus. You know, it's further down, doesn't get as much snow. So they're looking at certain policies to go in place. If there's 6 inches or more, they will treat all the streets. One other thing that they're looking at doing is actually bringing in for those 6-inch snowfalls, which is followed by extreme cold temperatures in the end, because that's really what the last one did, because the snow didn't melt, to bring in some sort of dump trucks or something to actually scoop the snow out of intersections, because that's where people were really getting stuck, on streets that weren't plowed going into streets that were, because that snow just sort of builds up on the route into the street. So those are other things that they're looking at, but those are the major ones.
All righty. Well, Nicholas Pister, thanks for joining us today to talk about it.
Glad to be here.
Nick Pister, he's a St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter. Still with us, Patty Austin, City Planning and Operations Administrator for the City of Columbus. That means she's in charge of snow removal. If you have a question or comment, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513. And Charlotte in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome, Charlotte.
Thank you for taking my call. I, as a resident of Columbus, would like to see better coordination on these snow issues between the city and COTA. Because as a COTA rider, there have been times when I have stood there and buses ride by, and you're in the snow, and you're in the cold, and you're standing on High Street, not in some obscure outlying area. If you can get those bus routes clear and running properly, people can make their way, use COTA even as a fallback, until you can get to residential street.
Patty Austin, how much coordination is there with COTA?
Well, we coordinate with COTA a lot on many issues. I think Charlotte's suggestion is a good one, and we'll talk to COTA some more about that. Since COTA primarily runs on arterial routes, we do place a higher priority on those.
But making sure you get that snow cleared up right up to where the stop is.
Yes,
yeah.
And we can help coordinate that. And COTA does, they also have their own plows that do the areas around the bus stops.
Okay.
So we can talk to them about what they can do and what we could do. But that's a very good suggestion that we will take back.
Okay, Brownie Point, Charlotte. Thanks a lot for calling. Email from Debbie. Should residents who have fire hydrants on their property try to remove snow so that they are visible?
Definitely they should. You know, if there's a fire and the emergency services people cannot find a fire hydrant, it's going to slow them down in a fire in an emergency situation. So that's part of being a good citizen, just like shoveling your driveway and your sidewalk, getting those fire hydrants open is a great idea.
We have an email from Frosty who asks, what is the procedure / recourse if your car is damaged by a snowplow or, for that matter, one of the huge potholes?
If your car is damaged by anything that you believe to be the responsibility of the city, if you contact our 311 center, they will take a complaint on it. And we have a person whose full-time job is to investigate claims. He'll send you a claim packet, and then he'll get your side of the story. He'll get the city's side of the story and tell you if we have any liability and what we will and will not pay.
And Mandy said earlier, Mandy Trimble, that the city also likes people to report potholes.
Yes, through 311.
I've seen some whoppers.
Yes, we have through three. And I'm also in charge of potholes.
Okay. So you get all the best jobs.
Yeah, I have all the best jobs.
Bill from the campus area, you're on the air with Patty Austin of the City of Columbus. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Ms. Austin. The reason I called, I live in the Westgate area. I'm a professor at OSU Science Department. And I just wanted to commend the city on the job that they're doing. I believe that you guys are doing an excellent job. I mean, I know that my street is ice-packed, as is everybody else's, but I have seen the plow trucks on the street. I think they're doing all they can. And if the temperatures would come up, I believe that you guys would do an excellent job.
Thank you very much, Bill. We really appreciate it. And we have gotten a lot of compliments from residents, too. It hasn't all been complaints. And I am not in any way dismissing the complaints. I understand this has been a long winter. Everyone's frustrated. We're as frustrated as everyone else is. And you know, it's easy to say that it's easy to blame the city or to blame somebody for the situation, especially if they haven't seen a plow. So we just ask for your patience, and we do appreciate the frustrations, and we do actually also appreciate the compliments.
Thanks a lot, Bill, for giving us a call there. And Bernie in Westerville, you're on the air. Hi, Bernie.
How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I used to live in Columbus, and I often wondered, prior to that, I lived in an area that got a lot of snow. And after the emergency was over, they would only plow emergency snow routes. But as soon as the emergency was over, the city was broken into zones. And much like we do street cleaning in Columbus, they would say, okay, all the streets, all the cars on north-south streets have to be off. We're plowing north-south streets in this zone. In the following day, we're doing east-west streets, so all of them have to be off. So when you live in Clintonville or a place like that, you know, you can clear right to the curb so cars don't get plowed in, those kinds of things, and you can clear more effectively. I often wondered why they didn't do something like that.
Okay. Thank you, Bernie, for that. That's a good question. We have an email from Mike that's sort of related. I want to just throw it in there. He says, if I organize my neighbors to not park on the street for an afternoon, can I ask the city to come and plow the street? We have parked cars on both sides all the time, and I think we will never be plowed because a truck could not fit through. So
definitely, going back to the question about the east-west and the north-south, we've investigated that in the past, and, you know, as snowplow operators and the people who want to get the jobs done, that would be the greatest way to do it. I do know the mayor really has a concern about if you make people move their cars, where do they move them to? You know, these are situations, unlike street sweeping, there isn't as much parking when the snow hits. You know, people aren't parking as close. You know, it really eats up the available parking. So we have chosen not to do that. I think we're going to look at that again this year during our after action plan. And that was one of the things I wanted to touch on with Mandy, when you asked, does the city look? We look at every event. We get all of our people together, down to our dispatchers, our assistant managers, our supervisors, and we talk about the things we could do better for the next event. We approve. We try to improve after every event. Well, I think we're going to be talking about that even over the summer when we're putting next year's plans together.
Because you're expecting you have to plan as if next year is going to be like this year.
Yes. And next year might be like 2 years ago, where we got a grand total of 12 inches of snow for the entire summer.
Now we've had
the entire
four times
winter.
As much this year.
And at that point, we had a problem because we buy our salt through the ODOT consortium, as most people in Central Ohio do. And you have to buy a minimum amount of salt, and you're only allowed to buy a maximum amount. This year, we're bumping that maximum. 2 years ago, we couldn't fit all the salt we had to buy in our barns because we had such a mild winter and we had to buy it.
Can you, when you do that, you can save that salt, though, can't you?
Yes. It's... And we actually can keep a little bit over 20,000 tons under roof at any given time at all our different barns. Now, going back to Matt's question about if he organizes his neighbors.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, if you give 311 a call and explain that's what you want to do, they can connect you with us and we can coordinate that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we can coordinate something like that. Now we're in the going back through and cleaning up mode, and we're responding to those complaints and concerns anyway. So, yeah, we can definitely do something like
good
that.
Good question, Mike. Email from Alan says, I am wondering about the choices for residential streets. We own a house on a cul-de-sac that gets regularly plowed. It is in North Linden. But we also own a place in Clintonville that is rarely plowed. Any rationale for this?
You know, I don't know why, without looking at the two different addresses, why one gets plowed more than others. They might be different outposts in one outpost. We do also break our city up into maintenance zones. One maintenance zone may get to it earlier than another maintenance zone gets to it. Without knowing the specifics, it would be difficult for me to say. But we do, when we get that kind of a thing, we run a report. This actually happens to be Clintonville, and this shows our plowing activity for the last couple of days and where we've plowed and where we haven't, and it actually even shows whether the plows are up or down. And bless you.
Thank you.
I was afraid I was going to sneeze on the air, so I feel much better now.
Hopefully I pushed the button in time. Say, real quick, Ed wants to know if he is legally allowed to plow a street himself. He emailed in. Can he just get out his own plow, and he knows a guy he wants to hire? Could he do that?
Or
are they liability issues?
There are liability issues. They're their liability. So if they hit a car, it's their liability. Mm-hmm. We don't give people a permit for that. Every once in a while, somebody asks if they get a permit. But we know it happens. There are subdivisions that do that. And there's no problem with that as long as they understand they have that liability.
So a bunch of neighbors could pitch in and hire somebody.
And there are neighborhoods that do that.
Email from Tracy. Can we talk about the sidewalks? People and businesses should shovel. This is a pedestrian city. Can we report people for not shoveling within a reasonable amount of time?
You can. The biggest challenge with our sidewalks is that, any sort of action you take against somebody to shovel their sidewalks involves, you know, taking them to court. And by the time everything's said and done, the snow's long gone. So it is a challenge right now. We don't have very strong regulations about sidewalks, although city code is clear that you have to clear your sidewalk.
Sometimes that person's elderly.
Yes. And that's the other challenge.
I guess the responsibility then is, well, that they have to get somebody else to do it.
Right.
It goes that way. Okay. Brian in Columbus, you're on the air. We just have about a minute left. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Brian.
Hey. I was wondering if there's a way. I live over in an area where there's a lot of apartments. There's a lot of students. There's a lot of young people.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody's got a shovel. And I've got a Jeep, so I have no problem. I can come and go as I wish. But
right.
What I've noticed is, like, you've got 10 inches of snow, but then a plow comes down the street, like, where there's apartments and there isn't any off-street parking, and these poor people are getting buried instead of dealing with 10 inches of snow. Now they have, like, 2 feet of snow that they got to dig. Not everybody's got a shovel.
Okay.
But I was wondering if there was a way where, but a lot of the young people do have tech, they do have smartphones, and I was wondering if there was a way, by using the technology, if there was a way that people could get alerts saying, we would like to have a plow come down this street between this hour and this hour, you know. And then that would give them a chance to, like, to get their car moved the best they could, you know. At least they'd be notified.
Right.
And they could get their car moved, like, off of it, you know, onto some other street, and then the plow comes down. But the last time that we got hit, I mean, people couldn't even get off of the street that was plowed into their... Because when the plow comes down, then all of a sudden...
Brian, I'm sorry. I have to let you go there because we're running out of time. But it was a good suggestion. Thanks for the call.
And I think that's something that we can look at as we go through our public application of our Warrior Watch system is some sort of a text alerting system. But I'm not going to say that's going to happen in the next year.
But things but are
that
changing.
Is, yeah, that's things that we can look at. I think that's a really good suggestion.
Patty Austin, thanks so much for joining us today. I'm so glad it didn't snow so you could make your date with us.
Thank you very much, Ann.
Patty Austin, she's the City Planning and Operations Administrator for the City of Columbus, which means she's in charge of snow removal. Thanks for all your great calls, your great emails. We really appreciate you listening today. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.